Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Meseches Chagiga has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Dovi Merenstein as a zchus for their children.
Chagiga Daf Hei. We'll begin Bezos Hashem by discussing a few points from Daf Dalet Amud Beis that we did not get a chance to speak about. The Gemara over there, Dalet Amud Beis, speaks about the din of an oral and a tomei. The Gemara brings a braisa that says, oral v'tomei peturim min ha-ri'iyo. And we learn now from a pasuk, Ubasa shama ve'evesim shama. Kosha yeshnim babiyo yeshnim ba'avo, v'kosha einim babiyo einim ba'avo. Since a tomei cannot come into the Beis HaMikdash, he's also potter from sending his karbonis. And the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, an oral is learned from tomei, that's Shitas Rebbe Kiva, who holds that an oral is always considered like a tomei. Now Tosis and Dibar Maschul Diksiv, Tosis asks from a Gemara Psachim Daf Samach Beis, which says that Oral v'tomei mishalchen karbonisayim. Even though an Oral and a tomei cannot come into the Beis HaMikdash and they cannot eat from karbonis, nevertheless they can send their carbon with a shliach if they want to bring a neder or a nedavo. The fact that they themselves cannot come into the Beis HaMikdash to bring the carbon, that does not exclude them from sending their carbon with a shliach. And Tosis is bothered, why don't we say that they cannot bring any carbon at all from this same Joshua, Uvasim Shama Ve'evesim Shama. Since they cannot come, they cannot send their carbon either. Now Tosis in Psachim Samach Beis asks this same Kasha, and there he explains a little bit more the Kasha, that the truth is this Pasuk Uvasa Shama is not talking about the Din of Aliyah L'Regel, it's not talking about a carbon Olas Re'iyo, it's a Pasuk in Parashas Re'ei, which is talking about all types of carbonis. The Pasuk over there says, Kiyem Al HaMokim Asher Yivcha Hashem Elekeichem Mikol Shuvteichem Losam Es Shemayisham Neshichnei Sidrashu Uvasa Shama. The Pasuk is speaking about the chosen place where the Beis HaMikdash was. That's the only place that a person should come to bring his karbanis to Hashem. And then the next Pasuk says, Ve'evesim shama oileseichem v'zivcheichem v'es maestroiseichem v'es tumas yedchem v'nidreichem v'nidvoiseichem u'b'choyreis bekarchem v'tzoinchem. The Pasuk lists all different types of karbanis, including the darim and nidavis. And therefore, Tosis asks, why don't we say that they cannot send any karban b'chlal, even a karban nidava, is they should be excluded from this same pasuk, that since they themselves cannot come to bring the carbon, they should not be able to send their carbon either. And this Tosis answers that even though Einech Nami, all different types of carbonis are listed in the pasuk, nevertheless the drosha of Uvasa Shama, Ve'evesim Shama, only someone who's able to come, they can send their carbon, that is not referring to all the carbonis listed. It's only negate to carbonis which are dependent on Bia. They're dependent on Aliyah L'Regel. Tosis over here is talking about the Eilus Re'iyah, and Tosis in Psachim Samach Beis is Mevur, the same thing as Legabi L'Chagiga. Since these Karbanos are tolling in Bia, they're dependent on the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, here we make the drosha that someone who's not able to come, they're potter from bringing a carbon as well. But any other carbon, a neder or a nedava, even someone who's not able to come to the Beis HaMikdash, they could send their carbon with a shliach. In other words, Tosis is saying that even though all karbanos are listed in the pasuk, it's only mistaber to make this drasha that sending a karban is only for someone who they themselves could come, only by the types of karbanos which are dependent on Aliyah L'Regel. The mitzvah is that one should be Aliyah L'Regel, and at that time he should bring along with him a karban Aliyah and a karban Chagiga, so someone who's not able to come into the Azara, they're also potter from a karban. Tosis later on, in the end of the Tosis, discusses a different issue, that if he's not able to come, then he's also not able to do smicha. And Tosis gets involved in the issue, can one send a karbon if he knows beforehand that he's not going to be able to be mekayim the mitzvah of smicha? We spoke about this earlier on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, b'negeya tumtum and androgynous. Now Tosis in Psachim, Daf Pei Amud Aleph, also brings this same yisoid. The Gemara over there is mevur, that a tamei will not be able to bring a karbon chagiga. And Tosis says, why is that pashut that someone who's tamei cannot bring a chagiga? What is it different than that which we find oral v'tamei mishalchen karban eseyem, that even though they themselves cannot come into the Beis HaMikdash, they could send their karban with a shliach? And Tosis answers that the karban chagiga is similar to the oilas re'iyah, that since it's dependent on coming on the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, therefore someone who's not able to come, they also are potter from sending it from the drasha of Uvasa Shama Ve'evesa Shama. Tosis quotes a Yerushalmi that seems to say that there's a hekesh between Chagiga and Re'iyah. The Turi Evan on Dav Gimel quotes this Tosis, b'shem the Yerushalmi, as the makar that there's a hekesh between Re'iyah and Chagiga, and the Torah Evan is Meirich about this. He says it works both ways. There's a hekesh from Re'iyah to Chagiga, and a hekesh from Chagiga to Re'iyah. He understands the Yerushalmi Kipshutai that it's an actual hekesh. Now, even though Lagabi and Oral and Atamei being Mechuyiv and a carbon Chagiga, the Chari, you do not have to come onto this hekesh, because the truth is Taisus and Psachim Samach Beis, and Taisus on Daf Pei as well, before he brings the Yerushalmi, Taisus was mashma that even without a hekesh, since the carbon Chagiga is also dependent on the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, it will be included in the drasha of Uvasa Shama Ve'Veisim Shama. The same way the Gabichi of Oilus Re'iyah, we pater him from that drasha, we also pater him from Chagiga from that drasha. So l'cher, for that you should not need the hekesh. But nevertheless, Taisus does quote the Yerushalmi, who seems to be saying a hekesh, that would also be a makar, to say that the same way Oilus Re'iyah is pater, Chagiga would also be pater from this hekesh. And like we said, the Torah Evan understands that it's a hekesh kipshutai, and this hekesh is negea other dinim as well. However, there's a chazanish, in Psachim over there, Daf Pei, it's printed in the Chaznish on Aruch Chaim Simen Kuf Chav Dalid, and he quotes this Taisvis, and he understands differently. He understands that it's not an actual Hekesh. He says, we don't find anywhere that the Torah is makish the Re'iyah to the Chagiga. Rather, what the Yerushalmi means is to say, that Lagabi this din of Uvosa Shama Ve'Veisa Shama, which we darshan that any carbon which is Toli in Avliya the Regel, someone who's not able to be Oile Regel, will be potter from the carbon as well, the same way applies to the Oilus Re'iyah. The Yerushalmi is saying the same cloud will apply to the Chagiga, however it's not Mamash HaHekesh. Now we'll see that this Machloikis, the Tori Evan and the Chazanish, is a very fundamental Machloikis. The Chazanish over there continues, and he speaks about the Machloikis, Taisus and the Rambam, that we spoke about earlier, on Dav Gimel. What's the din about a Chirish or an Ilim? One who is either Shemeya or Medaber, he's Mechuyiv in all the mitzvahs in the Torah, however, we dash him from a pasuk to pater him from Oilus Re'iyah. And Taisus says, on Daf Beis Amud Beis, that he is Mechuyiv in the Korban Chagiga. That we do not have a p'tur. The Rambam, however, says, the Rambam in Perek Beis, Hilchos Chagiga, Halacha Dalid, the Rambam says that anyone who's potter from Oilus Re'iyah is potter from Chagiga as well. And we saw that the Turi Evan understands B'das HaRambam that there's a Hekesh from Re'iyah to Chagiga, and that's the makar that a Chirush and a Ilim will be potter from Chagiga as well. However, the Chaznish has a different way of understanding the Rambam, and with this he explains what's the Yisraida Machlaikis between the Rambam and Taisus. The Chaznish, like we said before, he holds there is no Hekesh. The Yerushalmi, which is quoted in Taisus and Psachim Daf Pei, does not Ramish mean a Hekesh. Rather, Legabri the Din of an Oral and a Tomei, that's what the Yerushalmi says, that just like an Oral and a Tomei who cannot come into the Azara, they're potter from Re'iyah, for the same reason they're parted from Chagiga, from the same drasha of Uvasa Shama Ve'Veisam Shama. And the Chazanish explains that the Rambam holds that from this same drasha of Uvasa Shama Ve'Veisa Shama, that is also the Rambam's Mekar, that a Chirish and a Ilim are parted from being the Chagiga. Because the Chazanish explains that the Rambam holds the drasha of Uvasa Shama is not only coming to exclude someone who is not allowed to come into the Azara, like an Earl and Tomei. Rather, it's excluding anyone who does not have the mitzvah of Uvas HaShama. Anyone who's potter from Aliyah L'Regel, which includes a Cheresh and a Ilim. We learn from the Parsha of Hakal that they're potter from Aliyah L'Regel and from Eilas Re'iyah. Once they don't have the din of Uvas HaShama, they're potter from the mitzvah of Ubiyah. They also do not have Ve'Veisim Shama, which includes any carbon which is Negeya to the Aliyah L'Regel, any carbon which is coming Machmas HaRegel, that they're supposed to bring along with them when they're Eilas L'Regel, they're potter from that as well. That's the Rambam's Mekar, that a Chirish and Ilim are potter from Chagiga. Since they don't have Uvasa Shama, they also do not have Uvehevesem Shama. And on this, Taisus argues, like the Chaznish explains, he says that Taisus holds Uvasa Shama is only excluding someone who's not allowed to come into the Azara. An Earl and a Tomei are not allowed to come in. A Chirish and Ilim, they're allowed to come into the Azara. They have no Isser from coming in. All we potter them is from the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel and the Eilas Re'iyah. And therefore, they are not included in this drasha of Uvasa Shama Ve'Veisim Shama. Even though they are not mechuyev to be Oile Regel, since they're allowed to come into the Azara, they have no ptur from bringing the carbon Chagiga. That's the Yisraida Machlaikis between the Rambam and Taisus, according to the Chazanish. Is Uvasa Shama coming to exclude someone who's not allowed to come in? That's Shitas Taisus. Or does it exclude anyone who does not have the mitzvah of coming? That's the Shita of the Rambam. And therefore, that's the Yisraida Machlaikis, Legabe Cheresh Ben Ilim, whether they're learned from this drasha of Uvasa Shama Ve'Veisim Shama. So to summarize, we spoke about the din of an Oral and a Tomei, and the din of a Chirish and a Ilim. An Oral and a Tomei, both Tosfos and the Rambam are maskim that they're potter from Me'ia and Chagiga. Tosfos is before like that in Psachim Samach Beis, and Psachim Daf Pei, and Rambam in Hilchos Chagiga Perek Beis Alocha Dalet. Now that din could be either because of the drasha of Uvosa Shama Ve'Vesim Shama, which will include Chagiga as well, because Chagiga also is connected to the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, or because of the Hekesh, the way the Tori Evan understands the Yushalmi Kipshuta, that there's a Hekesh from Ados Riyah to Chagiga. However, there's a machloikis between Tosis and the Rambam, Legabi Yachirish and Ilim. Tosis says that he's Mechuyiv in Chagiga, and the Rambam holds his potter. Here there's a machloikis, how to understand the machloikis between Tosis and the Rambam. According to the Tori Evan, the Yisayit of the Rambam is because there's a Hekesh. Here, surely Chirish and Ilim would not be excluded from the pasuk of Uvasa Shama Ve'Avesim Shama, because they are allowed to go into the Azara. Rather, we learn from a Hekesh, once we know that a Chirish and a Ilim are potter from Oilas Ria, we learn also that they're potter from Chagiga. Tosis, for some reason that the Tori Evan is bothered by, does not hold of the Hekesh Legabi this din. And the Chaznish understands Machlokes is that according to the Rambam, Chirish and Ilim are potter from Chagiga, because we learn it from the Joshua of Uvasa Shama Ve'Avesim Shama. Even someone who's allowed to go into the Azara, but if they're potter from Aliyah L'Regel, they're also potter from Hava of a Karban Chagiga. And Tosis holds not like that. Tosis holds that since they're allowed to come, they're not included in the drasha of Uvasa Shama Ve'Vesim Shama. Now the Chaznush over there continues and he asks a kasha on himself, and that is, what's the din of Oral and Tomei Legarbe Simcha? Legarbe the mitzvah of Shama Simcha, are they included or not? So by Chirish and Ilim, now we saw the Gemara's Mefurish, on the Beis and Beis, that they're Mechuyiv in Shami Simcha. There was a Mechuyiv Tosis and the Rambam Lagabi the Chagiga, but not Lagabi Simcha. That they're definitely Mechuyiv. However, what about an Oral and a Tomei? We say the Oral and Tomei, everyone agrees they're Potter from Oilas Ria and Chagiga. What about Shami Simcha? Now, Kefuta, we would say that Shami Simcha, the main point of the mitzvah is to eat basar of a carbon. Oral and a Tomei are not allowed to eat basar kachim, so obviously they do not have the mitzvah. That's the Pashtus. However, if we take a look at the Lashon of the Rambam, in Perek Beis Hilchos Chagigo, Halacha Dalid, the Rambam says like this. He says, anyone who's potter from Me'iyo is also potter from Chagigo. In other words, all those that the Rambam listed before, like Gecheresh, Eilei, Ma'oral, Otamei, Tumtum, Andragonis, all those the Rambam is saying now that they're also potter from Chagigo. However, he says, Kulam Chayavim B'Simcha. But Simcha, everyone is Mechuyiv. The only exception is a Cheresh, meaning She'ena Shemeya Ve'ena Medaber, who's potter from all mitzvahs, and a shoita and a katan, they're also potter from all mitzvahs, so they're potter from simcha as well. And then the Rambam continues, and he says that an oral and a tamei, they're also potter from simcha. And he explains why they potter, even though they're mechuyiv in all mitzvahs in the Torah, here they're potter from simcha, mipnei she'enam oichlan bekachim, ve'enan ru'uyin lebiyo. The Rambam seems to give two different reasons. Firstly, he says, because they're not allowed to eat karbanis, so obviously they will not be able to mekayim the mitzvah of Shalmei Simcha because the ikar is the achila. And furthermore, he says, Einan ru'uyin labiyo. They cannot come inside the Azara. And the Chazanish is bothered, as well as the Briskarov and Zvachem Daf Ayin Dalid. What are these two reasons of the Rambam? The first reason we understand, he can't eat from the carbon. Mamela, he's not mechuyiv in the mitzvah of Shalmei Simcha. But why does the Rambam need a second reason? And furthermore, what is the second reason of Einan ru'uyin labiyo? Why does he have to come into the Azara to eat it? Shalmei Simcha is Kodshei Kalim, which is Nechal in the whole Yerushalayim. So why does he have to be able to come into the Azara to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Shalmei Simcha? That's the way the Briskarov and the Chaznish ask. And the Chaznish says that the Mashmois of the Rambam is that he means to say it's included in this drasha of Uvasa Shama Ve'Vesem Shama. Since an Oral and a Tomei cannot come into the Azara, and for that reason they're potter from Oilas Ria and Chagiga as well, for the same reason they're potter from Shalmei Simcha. In other words, the Rambam is saying that a Shalmei Simcha is also a carbon which is dependent on Aliyah L'Regel. And therefore it will be included in this drasha of Uvasa Shama that anyone who is not able to come into the Azara would be potter also from Ve'Avesim Shama, they would be potter from a Shalmei Simcha as well. However, the Chaznish asks that according to the way he explained, the Machlekes Tosfos and the Rambam, Legabe Achirish and Ilim, then this Rambam would come out very sure. The Chaznish explained that the Rambam holds that Achirish and Ilim are potter from Chagiga, not because there's a Hekesh from Re'ir to Chagiga, rather because Chagiga also is included in this drasha of Uvasa Shama Ve'Avesim Shama, and even though Chirish and Ilim are allowed to come into the Azara, the Rambam holds that someone who is not Mechuyif to come in, who doesn't have the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, is also included in this drasha to pater him from Re'ir and Chagiga. And if so, the Chazon Ish asks, once you're being mechadosh, the Chirush and Elim are also excluded from Uvasa Shamba because they're not mechuyif to come. And the Rambam holds that a Shalmei Simcha also is considered a carbon which is dependent on Aliyah L'Regel. And for that reason, the Aral and Tamay are potter even from Shalmei Simcha. Then Chirush and Elim also should be potter from Shalmei Simcha. And that we know from the Gemara and Daf Beis and Midbeis, and the Rambam himself is mevur like this as well, that Chirush and Elim are mechuyif in Shalmei Simcha. So what's the difference between Chirush and Ilaim and Aral and Tomei? That's the kasha that the Chazon Ish asks, and he leaves off with Tzarech Iyun. Now obviously we understand that this kasha is only according to the Chazon Ish. According to the Turei Even, there's no kasha Bechal. Because the Turei Even will say that a Chirush and Ilaim, they're not included in the drasha of Uvasa Shama, because they're allowed to come into the Azara. Only someone who's not allowed to come into the Azara is learned from that drasha. And that which the Rambam holds, that a Chirush and Ilaim is potter from Chagiga, that's because there's a Hekesh from Re'iyah to Chagiga. Once we know, which we learn from Hakel, that Chirush and Ilaim are potter from Re'iyah, we also know that they're potter from Chagiga. However, for Shalmei Simcha, that we don't have any Hekesh, that then is that they'll still be Mechuyiv. Masha'enki and Aral and Tomei, who are not allowed to come to the Azara, they're learned from the Drasha of Uvasa Shama Ve'Veisem Shama, and that the Rambam is Mechadish, that from that Drasha we could also learn Lagabi Shalmei Simcha. Because Rambam holds that a Shalmei Simcha is also a carbon which is connected to Aliyah L'Regel. Therefore, anyone who cannot come into the Azara is potter from the Shalmei Simcha as well. So according to the Turei Even, the Rambam fits very well. Aral and Tomei, they're potter from Re'iyah, Chagiga, and Simcha. That's learned from the Drasha of Uvasa Shama Ve'Veisem Shama. Chirush and Ilaim are not included in the Drasha of Uvasa Shama because they're allowed to come into the Azara. They're only potter from Re'iyah, and from Re'iyah we learn to Chagiga with a Hekesh, but they're still Mechuyev in Shalmei Simcha. Just one more point we have to add. Why, when the Rambam brings the din that Aral and Tomei are potter from Shalmei Simcha, why can't he simply say that they can't eat kolchim and therefore they're not able to be mekayim the mitzvah of eating Shalmei Simcha, which is the first reason that the Rambam brings? Why does the Rambam feel necessary to say a second reason that they're not roi labia, they can't come in? This, the Chazon Ish says, maybe would be negeya for a person who's Tomei right now, and tonight he's going to be Tahar, he's going to be able to be Toivel, and he'll be able to eat Kodshim tonight. That Rambam has to tell us that still, if right now he's Tomei, he has no mitzvah of bringing Shalmei Simcha, even though he'll be able to eat the Basar tonight and be Mekayim the mitzvah, but since right now he's not able to come, anyone who cannot come into the Azara has no Chiv to bring a carbon. Now before we move on to Daf Hei, we'll just leave off with a Kasha from Rabbi Kiveger, Negea to the Rambam that we just spoke about. And that is that Tosis over here, Dibur Maschel Demar Be'Oral Ki Tomei, he asks a Kasha B'Shem Rabbeinu Elchanan, why does the Gemara earlier on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph have to bring a Pasuk to be Memayit a Tumtum and an Androgynous from Aliyah L'Regel? Why aren't we Memayit him because he's a Sufik Oral? Once we know the din is that an Oral and a Tomei are Potter, so every Androgynous and Tumtum is a Sufik Oral. In other words, if he's a Zachar, he didn't have a Mila. He's still an Aral. So it should be Potter from Re'iyah for that reason. Why do we have to come on to a Drasha for Tumtum and Androgynous? Now, Derech Agav, as a side point, why does Tosfos call it a Suffolk Aral? The Chayr of the Gemara in Amud Aleph said that the case where we have a Drasha for Tumtum is Keshebeitzav Mibachutz. We know that he's a Zachar, but his Gid is Tumun, since he's still partially covered over, the Torah patterned him from Xeris HaKosav. In this case, we know that he's a Zachar, and therefore, Lachar, he's a Vaday Aral. He's not a Suffolk Aral. An Androgynous, maybe he's a Suffolk Aral, we're not sure whether he's a Zachar or a Nekeva. But Tumtum, which the Gemara says the case is that we know he's a Zachar, Lachar, he's a Vaday Aral. So perhaps Tosfos used the Lashon of Suffolk Aral because he wanted to talk about a case of an Androgynous as well. But Enechinam Yotumtum, he would call a Vaday Aral. However, the Tosfos of Rosh, he only asks the Kasha from Tumtum, he doesn't mention anything about an Androgynous. And he also calls it a Suffolk Aral. So the Magia on the bottom of Tosfos Rosh explains that perhaps a Tumtum also we would call him a Suffolk Aral, since his Gid is Tumun, perhaps if it would be uncovered we would see that he was Noilin Mohul. It could be he was born already without an Arla, and therefore Tosfos only calls it a Suffolk Aral. But Al Kaponim, that's Tosfos' Kasha over here, that a Tumtum and an Androgynous should be included in the Din of Aral. And Tosfos answers the Enechanami, according to Rabbi Kiva, who holds that Aral is Ketamei, you do not need a din of Tumtum and Androgynous. Every Tumtum and Androgynous would be included in the din of Aral. And the drasha that the Gemara brings on Amud Aleph to be Memai, Tumtum and Androgynous, that does not fit with the Shita of Rabbi Kiva, rather it's going according to the Rabbanon, who do not agree to the drasha of Rabbi Kiva that Arul Katame, therefore you need a separate din of Tumtum and Androgynous. Rabbi Kvager asks a kasha like this. The Rambam, like we said before, lists a whole group of people who are Potter from Re'iyah. This includes Tumtum and Androgynous. And then the Rambam says that whoever is Potter from Re'iyah is also Potter from Chagiga. However, they are Mechuyiv in Simcha. The only people that the Rambam patters from Simcha are a Cheresh, meaning She'ena Shmeya Ve'ena Medaber, and a Shaita and a Katon. And like we said before, Arul and a Tamei, because they cannot eat from the carbon and they cannot come into the Beis HaMikdash. And Kvager asks that the Mashmoisa of the Rambam is that a Tumtum is listed amongst those who are Potter from Me'iyah and Chagiga, but are Mechuyiv in Simcha. And the Cheresh, since the Rambam paskins Arul is Ketamei, the Rambam says an Arul cannot eat kachim or come into the Beis HaMikdash just like a Tamei. If so, Rabbi Kvager asks, then a Tumtum also should be included in those who are Potter even from Shalmi Simcha. Just like the Rambam says Arul and Tamei, since they can't eat kachim and they can't come into the Beis HaMikdash, they do not have Shalmi Simcha, the Rambam should say that Tumtum is like that as well, because a Tumtum is a Sufik Arul. Just like Tosis asked the Kasha that Tumtum should be included in Arul, and Tosis at the answer of the Enech Hanami, the Gemara that's Memayit Tumtum from a separate Pasuk that's not like Rabbi Kiva, so the Rambam who does Paskin like Rabbi Kiva should put Tumtum together with Arul and Tamei as one of those who is Potter also from Shalmei Simcha. This is Rabbi Kvager's Kasha. He does not offer a Teretz, but he sends us to look in a Sefer Tshuvas Koil Ben Levi, Simon Gimel. One can be Ma'ayin over there. This is a Sefer from about 300 years ago, which has been recently reprinted. Now the Gemara, starting on Daud Amud Beis through Daf Hei, quotes different Amayroim, who cried when they reached certain Psukim. Starting with Rav Huna, which is Negeh Te'er Sugyo, he cried when he saw the Pasuk Yira Yiroye, Evet Sherabek Mitzapoloi L'Roysa Yisrachak Mimenu, Diksiv Kisavoy Udereis Panayim Yibikesh Zayis Miyedchem Ramois Chatzeirai. And the Gemara continues on with different Amayroim, who were Nis'irir to the point of crying when they saw certain Psukim. And Hagoyin Rav Chaim cries worth the Tzal, the Rav of Antwerp, he would quote often this Gemara and point out an important lesson. He says, we find that Rav Huna cried when he got to a certain Pasuk, Rav Elazar cried when he got to a certain Pasuk, Rav Ami did, but Rav Huna did not cry when he saw Rav Elazar's Pasuk, and Rav Elazar did not cry when he saw Rav Ami's Pasuk. Each Amora cried when they saw a specific Pasuk. And he says, from here we learn an important lesson, that every person is Nisair from something else. What's Ma'ir one person may not necessarily be Ma'ir someone else. Every person has a different key how to reach their emotions. But as long as one keeps their eyes opened and they're looking for how to be ma'ir themselves, they'll eventually find something, and perhaps even to the point of bechi, like we find by the Amayroim. Now, at the bottom of the Omer, the Gemara brings an interesting story about Rav Bibi Bar Abayo and the Malach HaMoves, how the shliach of the Malach HaMoves mistakenly took the wrong person. He took Miriam Megadla Dardiki instead of Miriam Megadla Sayar Dinashio. And the Malach HaMoves said that even though it was a mistake, still, he would not give back her neshama. And Rav Bibi Bar Abaya asked the Malach HaMoves, where do you see that you have reshus to do such a thing? And eventually, Rav Bibi Bar Abaya asks the Malach HaMoves, Shaneha may avdis, what do you do with the extra years of the person who is not supposed to have died yet? Omar, he answered, Iika tsurva mirabonon, the maver bemilei, meisifin lulei, v'havi chilufei. If I find a young Talmud Chacham who's maver al midoisav, I add to his years. Now Tosafot over here asks Akasha from a Gemara in Yevamos Daf Nun, there's a Machlokes Tanoim how to understand the Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim as Mispar Yemecha Amali. Rabbi Kiva explains it means this is referring to the amount of years that a person is allotted at the beginning of his life, and Zocha Mashlimin Loi, Loi Zocha Poichasin Loi. If he's Zoicha, he receives the full amount of years that he was allotted, and if he's not Zoicha, Poichasin Loi, some of his years are removed, he does not even live to the amount that he was originally supposed to have lived. The Chacham, however, argue, the Chacham says, Zocha Moisifim Loi, Loi Zocha Poichasim Loi. If he's Zoicha, he can get extra years. It's possible that a person could live even longer than the years that he was originally allotted. And the Gemara continues, Amru Loi L'Rabbi Kiva, the Chacham Taina to Rabbi Kiva, Hareyu Oimer, doesn't the Pasuk say in Melachim, Voisafti al Yomecha Chamesh Esrei Shono? The Pasuk over there is talking about Chizkiyo HaMelech. He was deathly ill, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Yeshayo to tell him that he's going to die. And it says that Chizkiyo was Bocha V'Yispalel, And Hashem sent Yeshayahu back again the second time to tell him that 15 years were going to be added to his life. And the Chacham bring a raya from here, you see that a person could get extra years. On that, Rabbi Kiva answered back to the Chachamim that he wasn't getting extra years, rather he was being returned the years that were going to be taken away from him. He was supposed to have lost the years. On that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, no, that he's going to live the full amount of years that he originally was supposed to live. And Tosafot over here in Eretz Sugya, Tibur Maschom Haisifun Lo, he asks that L'Chair Er Gemara does not fit with the Shita of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva holds that a person cannot get any extra years. Here in Er Gemara we see that the Tzurva Merabonon, who is Maver Al Midosov, can get extra years added to his life. And Tosis leaves off Betorachian. However, Tosis in Yevamos Daf Nun, he asks this same Kasha, there Tosis gives the Teretz, and Tosis says that even Rabbi Kiva is maskim that if years are taken away from one person, they could be added onto someone else's life. That which Rabbi Kiva said, that it's not possible to get extra years, that's not referring to this case where it was taken from someone else. And the truth is, that's meduik in the Lashon of Er Gemara. The Gemara says that the Malachim Ava said, "Iyikot sorva merabanan demaver b'milei meisifnu luhulei v'havi chilufei." What are the extra words v'havi chilufei? The mashmais is that the extra years that will be added to the Talmud Chacham's life will replace the years of the person who died early, and it's not a kasha. How could a person live longer years than they were originally allotted? Because here it's to replace someone else's years. Now in the Sefer Koich Vayor from Rabbi Yitzchak Blazer, also known as Rabbi Itzla Petterberger, the Talmud of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, so in the Sefer, which is a collection of his Kisvei Yad, he quotes Er Sugya, Er Gemara, and the Gemara in Yevamos, and he uses this as an important chizuk before the days of the Yomim Noiroim. He says, why is it that people come to the Yomei HaDin and they don't have any Emas HaDin? Although we know that Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Mesim are Munochim Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, still, we're not able to be ma'ir ourselves to really feel the Emas HaDin. And he says, perhaps the pshat is, because a person feels that there were a certain number of days that he was allotted at the beginning of his life, and he feels that he's a muchzik. He has rights to live a certain number of years. He doesn't feel that he's that bad that Hashem will take away years from his life. However, Rabbi Itzla says, if a person would think that perhaps my allotted years are over already, maybe the only way I could live longer is if I could get extra years. Like we find the Musig in Er Sugya that a person, even though he may be finished his allotted years, is always possible to get extra years. If a person were to come with that approach and think that I have to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for extra years, these are not years that I was allotted, rather I have to be Zeiche, to be Moisifin like, to get something extra, a person would come in with a whole different mindset and his Emas HaDin would surely be different. And furthermore, Abitzel over there adds another interesting point. He says that we find in the Piyutim during the Yomim Nairoim, we use a Lashon that we ask Hashem to give us Chaim me Oitzer mat naschinam. We ask for Chaim from the Oitzer, from the treasure house. What does this mean? What does this mean that we're asking from Chaim from the Oitzer? And he says, based on what we're saying now, that there are really two possible ways for a person to get extra years. The Shita of the Chacham and Yevamos is that a person can get extra years, like they say, Zocha Meisifin Loi. However, there's another way a person could get extra years, which according to Tosis and Yevamos, even Rabbi Kiva could be maskim to this, and that is if the years are taken away from one person, then they could be given to someone else. And with that, Rabbi Itzla explains that when we ask for Chaim, we want Hashem to give us more years, we don't want these years to be taken away from someone else. We don't want they should be on someone else's cheshbon. That's the pshat in the Nusach that we say that we ask for Chaim from the Oitzer, from the storehouse. Not years that were designated for someone else. Rather, years that Hashem gives us from His Oitzer, from His storehouse of extra years, that's what we want years to be added on, and it shouldn't come on someone else's cheshbon. Now, further down the Omer, the Gemara has a few drushas from the Pasuk, in Malachi, V'karafti aleichem la'mishbot, V'hayisi eid memaher b'machshafim, u'b'menafim, u'b'neshboyen la'sheker, u'b'ishkei schar sochir, amona v'yosoim, u'mati ger v'lo yeruni, Omer Hashem tzivokos. At first, the Gemara says, "Rabbi Yechonon kimati lahaykra bochi, eved sherabbi mekarvi ladoinai umemaher laidai takona yeshloi, an eved that is whose odoin brings him to din and quickly testifies against him. Is there any hope for him?" Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai says that we see from there, "Oylanu sheshokol alinu akosuv kalois kechamurois." Like Rashi explains, the pasuk puts together oishkei schar sochir, someone who holds wages from a worker, together with menafim and machshafim. adulterers and witchcrafters, you see that even small averis, averis which we consider kalois, can be compared sometimes to averis chamurois. And then later on the Gemara says, Om Rab Chanina bar Papa, kala oise dover umischaret boy, moichen le miyad, shenemar v'log yeruni. Hayeruni moichen lehem miyad. He dashens from the end of the pasuk. After the pasuk lists all the averis which Hashem will testify against us and punish us for, it says, v'log yeruni Omer Hashem tzivakais. And Rav Chanina bar Papa says that hayeruni, if a person is mischaret, then right away moichen lehem miyad, and a person will not get punished for those averis. Rav Tosfos over here, Dibur Maschal Hayeruni Meichelin, Tosfos says, Gabi Oishek Schar Sachir Ksiv. That the words Hayeruni are not going back on the whole Pasuk, rather they're going on people who withhold wages from workers. On that, the Torah says, Hayeruni, that if he's mischarit, then right away Meichelin lay. And the Marsha over here explains that Tosfos was bothered that for Averis Chamurois, such as Niuf, then Shuva itself is not Mechaper. We see from this the Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara discusses different types of averis, and for averis chamurais, everyone's maskim that tshuva alone is not mechaper. Either we have to wait for Yom Kippur or for Yisurim, but just tshuva is not enough to take away the avera. And therefore, Tosfos explains that the drasha hayeruni, which tells us that if someone is mescharet, then right away he has a mechila, is only going back on the last thing mentioned in the pasuk. It's not going back on all of the averis in the pasuk. However, Tosfos continues, and he says that even this is not so poshut. It's tali in a machloikas in the Gemara and Yuma. The shita of Rabbi Shmuel and Yuma daf pei vav amud aleph is that there are four different levels of averis with four different levels of kapara, and he says that overall essay v'shov einay zaz mishamat shemoichlam loy. For a mitzvah's essay, tshuva helps immediately. Overall loisa say v'asay tshuva, tshuva toilav yamekipura mechaper. If one is over on a loisa say, then tshuva helps to put on hold his punishment. But his complete kapara is only when Yom Kippur comes. And he continues, what's the din about krisis and mises bezdin? But Hakoponim Tosfos asks that Arsigo does not seem to fit with Rabbi Shmuel. Rather, it goes according to the other mandama over there that's brought in a braisa that holds that even for a loisa say, tshuva is mechaper immediately. And this is the way Tosfos holds in his first teretz, that Enechanami, Er Gemara, does not fit with the shita of Rabbi Shmuel. Now, the Negil Yinashas over here, Rabbi Kveger is mitzayin the Tshuvas Panim Me'irois and the Sefer Mayim Chaim of the Pri Chodosh. They quote Er Tosfos Lagabi an interesting Shiloh about Oishek Schar Sochir. We'll start with the Tshuvas Panim Me'irois. He's discussing the Tosfos in the beginning of the fifth parak of Av Metzia, parak Ezel Neshech. Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, Tosfos over there says that Oishek Schar Sochir is different than the Aveir of Gezel. That Gezel one does not get Malkus on because it's a lava nitigla essay. Masha Inkein Oishek Schar Sochir, their Tosfos says one can get Malkus, that's not considered a lava nitigla essay. And the Masha over there on that Tosfos discusses that Lechira, Oishek Schar Sochir should also be considered a lava nitigla essay. He quotes the pasuk in Parashas Vayikra, Veheshev Esagzela Asher Gozal, Oyesa Oishek Asher Oshak. There seems to be mitzvah Sasei Havashova on Oishek Schar Sochir as well, which Lechayr would make it into a nitigla essay, and one should not get malchus on it. And the Tshuvas Panim Me'irois, he quotes Er Tosfos, and he says that Tosfos in Er Sugya also is mevur that Oishek Schar Socher is not a lav a nitigla essay, because Tosfos is bothered by that on the lav of Oishek Schar Socher, Tshuva alone should not help to get a mechila, like it's mevur in the Gemara in Yuma. Now, if we look in the Gemara in Yuma, the Gemara over there on Pei Hei Amud Beis is referring to the Mishnah. The Mishnah also says a Loshon that Shuvah is mechaper on Aviris Kalois al Esei v'alois Asei. And the Gemara over there explains, what does it mean Esei v'alois Asei? Esei means Kipshutai, and Lois Asei means a Lois Asei shenitig le'esei. On a regular Lois Asei, then the Mishnah is also maskim that Shuvah alone does not accomplish Kapara. Esei and Lois Asei means either an Esei or a Lois Asei shenitig le'esei. And the Tshuvas Panim Me'irois understands that that's the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel as well, that Tshuva is mechaber on an essay and a loisa say shenitigla essay. A loisa say shenitigla essay is not as chomer as a regular loisa say. And therefore, for an essay and a loisa say shenitigla essay, Tshuva alone is enough. But a regular loisa say, for that one has to wait for Yom Kippur. And the Panim Me'irois asks, what was Tosfos bothered by an Er Sugya? That Oishek Schar Socher, which is a loisa say, Tshuva alone should not help. L'choyer Oishek Schar Socher is a loisa say hanitigla essay. And that everyone is masking that Tshuva helps. And from here he proves that Tosfos and Er Sugya as well holds that Oishik Tzchar Socher is not considered a Lois Asay Shenitig L'Asay. Rather, it's like a regular Lois Asay, and therefore, according to Rabbi Shmuel, Tshuva alone should not be enough. The Turi Evan and Asagi as well, he uses this to answer Taisus' Kasha. He says that Taisus was bothered by the Oishik Tzchar Socher. According to Rabbi Shmuel, Tshuva alone is not enough. He says, no, Oishik Tzchar Socher is Nitig L'Asay. And he adds an explanation. He says, the pshat is that a Lois Asay Shenitig L'Asay, since there's no Malkus, there it's possible to say that tshuva alone is enough to accomplish mechila. But Elois say, which does have malchus, their tshuva alone is not enough. And he says that since Eishik Tzchar Socher is nitig l'essay, so Taisus Kasha is not shver. And the Tori Evan adds further, he says that l'chayra Eishik Tzchar Socher is a lav sha'im by ma'isa. Withholding wages from a worker requires no action. It's a passive avera, and therefore there's no malchus on it. And since it does not have malchus, so again, tshuva alone should help. The only reason tshuva does not help on a regular lav is because it has malchus. So Bekitzur, the Turi Evan is saying that there are two reasons why Oishik Tzchar Socher does not have malchus, either because it's nitig la'esei or because it's aimed by ma'isa. Now the truth is, in the Kuntres Achrin on the Turi Evan, he points out that Tosis really is l'shitosayu. Tosis, like we mentioned before, in Baba Metzia holds that Oishik Tzchar Socher does have malchus. It's not considered a nitig la'esei. And furthermore, you see that Tosis over there also holds that it's not considered a lav she'im by ma'isa. Rather, it would be considered a lav she'yesh by ma'isa. One has to understand this. Why would Oishik Tzchar Socher be considered a lav she'yesh by ma'isa? And this is discussed in the Shagas Aryeh Simin Pei Beis. Al-Kaparim Tosis fits well with Shitasayu that Oishik Tzchar Socher is not nitig la'esei and it's not a lav she'im by ma'isa. There would be Malkus, and therefore Tosis has a good kasha that Asuka does not fit with the Shita Rabbi Shmuel, who holds that a lois asei tshuva alone is not enough to accomplish mechila. Now the Gemara on the bottom of Heyom Med Aleph, as well as on Heyom Med Beis, the Gemara is discussing the pasuk, the chara api b'yei mahu v'azavtim v'starti panay mehem, and Rabbi Yosef says on Heyom Beis, yodei netuya aleinu. Even though there's Hester upon him, still the Yad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still above us. Rashi says, yodei netuya lahogin olav. Hashem's hand is still there to protect us. And then the Gemara brings the story with Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya and the Apikiris. The Apikiris motioned to Rabbi Yeshua that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has turned around, he's turned his back upon us. And Rabbi Yeshua motioned back, Yodei Netuya Aleinu, his hand is still there above us. And the Mashma asks over here, the Mashmais of our Gemara is that Yodei Netuya Aleinu is L'Shevach. It's a Maila, that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand is still there to protect us. And he asks that the Pashtus of the Psukim, wherever this Lashon is mentioned, Yodei Netuya Aleinu, is not for the good, rather it's for the detriment of Klal Yisrael. That the Kodesh Baruch Hu's hand is still raised to punish us. The Pasuk in Yeshaya says, B'chol Zois, Lo Yishov Apoi, V'oid Yodei Netuya. How could our Gemara use it for a Maila, as if Kodesh Baruch Hu is there to protect us? And there are a number of Svarim, the Beis Halevi, the Chassam Sofer, as well as the Maritz Chias in the back, they all say a similar Mahalach to explain this Gemara. What does it mean, Oid Yodei Netuya? The Beis Halevi is in Parshas Vayetze. He explains with the Moshel. He says the Torah in Choshen Mishpat paskins that Aveda Midas is Hefker. If someone leaves a wallet intentionally in Rishus HaRabim, the din is that it becomes Hefker, and anyone who wants could come and take it. And the Beis Halevi asks, the Gemara Baba Kama Chavov discusses what's the din if someone throws a kli off of a gag. He throws a glass kli off of the roof, and someone else standing at the bottom breaks it before the kli hits the floor. The Gemara discusses whether the one who breaks it is chayev or potter. And the Beis Halevi says it's obvious from the Gemara that the kli does not become hefker. If the kli was hefker as soon as it was thrown off the roof by the owner, how could there be a discussion whether someone who comes and breaks it is chayev or not? And he wants to know what's the difference between someone who leaves a wallet in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, there it becomes hefker, and someone who throws a kli off of a roof. And he explains that someone who leaves a wallet in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, he's showing that he doesn't care about the outcome, he doesn't care what happens to his wallet. Whereas someone who throws the kli off of a roof, he has a certain kavana. He has an intention that the kli should smash for whatever reason he wants to break it. And therefore it does not become hefker. His desire that something specific should happen to the kli shows that he still has ownership. And this, the Beis Halevi explains, is the machlokes between the Tzeduki and Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. The Tzeduki was showing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has turned his back on us, as if Hashem was mafkir us. He shows that he has no interest in us anymore. On that, Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya said, Oid yodei netuya aleinu, meaning Hashem still is punishing us. Odoni the Tuya, the Beis Levi, explains it means not to protect us, rather to punish us. But still, Rabbi Shua ben Hanani was telling the Tzeduki, it's not that Hashem was mafkir us and has no interest in what happens to us. He does have an interest. And even though the interest is to punish us, but that also proves that He still is showing interest in us. And Eni Hanani, we have to be punished, but eventually HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take us back. As long as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still punishing us with calculations, that shows that He still has an interest in us and eventually He'll take us back. With this, the Beis Levi explains the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, Perek Tezvov, Pasuk Aleph. Hashem tells Yirmiyah, Shalach me'al ponai v'yetzu. Tell Klal Yisrael b'nevuah that they should leave, that they're going into Golos. And then the Pasuk continues, V'hayu ki yomrei lecha, onor netzei. Hashem tells Yirmiyah, if Klal Yisrael asks, where are we going? V'amartin lam, you should tell them, Asher l'cherev, cherev, v'asher l'rov, l'rov, v'asher l'shevi, l'shevi. And the Beis Levi explains that Hashem originally told them, Shalach me'al ponai v'yetzu, that they should leave. And when they asked Hashem, Onor Netzei, they asked Hashem, what kind of Yetziyah is this? What is the essence in this that you're sending us away? And Hashem answers them back that each person is destined for a specific punishment. The Beis Levi explains this means to say, Hashem was telling them that when I'm sending you away, it's not a hefker. It's not that I'm not interested in what's going to happen. Rather, I'm sending you away, and each person is destined for a specific punishment. Each person is sent to Golos for a specific tachlis. And this itself was to show Klal Yisrael that they're not being hefker. It's not that Hashem is totally turning His back on them. Rather, that Hashem is still there, and He has to give us punishments for our actions. And the Beis Levi ends off, he quotes the pasuk in Yirmiyah, Hamois ma'astes Yehuda im b'tzion golo nafshecha, madua hikisani ve'ein marpei. Meaning to say, is it the pshat that we have become mo'os, we have become disgraceful in the eyes of Hashem to the point that He's no longer interested in us? If so, madua hikisani va'in marpei? Why is it that Hashem continues to punish us? In other words, from the fact that Hashem continues to punish us, that shows that we have not become mo'os in the eyes of Hashem, that Hashem still is showing interest in us. And the Maariv Chiyah says a similar mahalach, and he quotes this same pasuk in Yirmiyah, madua hikisani va'in marpei, and he says, Hamikra einay masmid, something which is left to chance will not be consistent. If Hashem has left us, He was mafkir us, then it cannot possibly be that our tzaros are continuous. That obviously is a sign, the Maariv Chiyah says, that the punishments are refuas hanefesh. It's a process of healing that we have to go through, and therefore it's so consistent and so continuous. Now the Gemara further down the Omer brings a braiso, Tanu Rabbanon Shloisha Shehakadosh Baruch Hu Boicha Aleihem Bechol Yoyim Al She'efshar Lasik B'Torah Ve'Eino Yoyseik Ve'Al She'efshar Lasik B'Torah Ve'Oyseik Ve'Al Parnes HaMizgoya Al HaTzibur. Now there are many Achronim who discuss what is the pshat in this braisa. Bishlam, we could understand the first thing, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries for someone who's able to be Oyseik B'Torah and he does not do so. But what does it mean that Hashem also cries for someone who is E'efshar Lasik B'Torah and he is Isaac? L'chara, someone who has it very difficult to be Isaac B'Torah, and nevertheless he exerts himself, he's Meister Nefesh, and he's Isaac B'Torah, that L'chara is something which deserves extra haschar. Why is it that Hashem cries over such a person? The Marsha over here gives a pshat, the Maharal, Nesivas Eilom, Nesiv HaTorah Perek Dalid, he also says a pshat. We'll stay over now two Mahalchim, one from the Chavetz Chaim, in the Sefer Teres Habayis, Simen Hei. He explains that when it says over here in the Braisa that someone who's E'efshar Lasik B'Torah and he's Isaac, that Hashem is Boicha Aleihem, it means to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Boicha, meaning Hashem feels his tzar. Hashem is Mishtatif in the pain of someone who has it very difficult to be Isaac B'Torah and nevertheless does so. And the Chavetz Chaim goes on to say that even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu may not change that person's matziv, for some reason Hashem decides that this is best for the person to leave him in this situation where it's very hard for him to learn Torah, perhaps because Hashem wants to give him extra tzar. Hashem does not change his matziv, but Hashem is mishtatif with his tzar. That's what it means that Hashem is boicha olav. Hashem cries for him, and this person will surely get a lot of tzar min Hashemayim. Now another mahaloch, this is brought down in the Sefer Zecher l'Chagigo, and also in the Ha'oros from Rebbe Yashiv on Chagigo, he also says this mahaloch, and they base it on the Taz, The Tazen Or Chaim Simin Mem Zayin, he explains the Lashon of the Bracha in Birchas HaTorah, Lasik B'Divrei Torah. The Taz explains that the Lashon of being Oisik B'Torah means not a superficial learning, rather learning Be'iyun, being Mefalpel and Mechadish in Torah. And the Taz says that's the Ikar Limud, that's the way Talmud Torah is supposed to be done. And with this they explain that that's what the Brais over here means, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu cries for someone who's Efshir Lasik B'Torah Ve'enei Oisik, meaning someone who learns superficially, and he has the ability to be mefalpel and to be misamik in the Torah, and he does not do so, that's something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries for. And furthermore, someone who's eif shalasik b'Torah v'Isaac, they explain that this means to say that we know the klal is that a person is supposed to get a hekif, he's supposed to get yediyas haTorah, like it says, ligmar inish v'hoder lispar, first he has to be goymer, he has to cover a lot of ground. Since the Torah is aniyah b'makom echad v'ashirah b'makom acher, a person cannot learn so be'iyun and be mechadish and mefalpel unless he has a lot of yediyas haTorah. First he has to broaden his knowledge in yediyas haTorah, and only then could he come to the point that he's being oisik b'Torah, meaning he's learning be'iyun. So this HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries as well for someone who does not yet have yediyas haTorah, and he's already being oisik b'Torah, he's already being mechadish and mefalpel. That's something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries over.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.